We should have tuition-free college in our state.
The governor received a standing ovation as he announced his tuition-free plan for middle-class New Yorkers. It would provide college tuition for students from families earning $125,000 or less to attend the state's public colleges and universities.
The way we pay for high school, we should say the day has come that we will now pay for college.
Cuomo told the crowd here in Western New York, 85% of families would qualify for free college.
I think it would definitely help a lot of people in our area. I am interested, though, in to hear what he would cut in order to pay for it.
Chris Johnson is a senior at Southwestern High School in Jamestown. Two AP classes from that school were invited to the governor's address. Johnson is eyeing two SUNY schools for college, UB or Stony Brook.
I would actually qualify for the free college, so that might be a little too late for me by the time it comes into effect. But as of right now, I'm really only looking at state schools because the burden of college would be too much for me to look at anywhere else.
I might actually go here at UB for mechanical engineering.
Wyatt Perry is a senior. He's applied to UB and some other colleges and is thrilled to hear about the possibility of a tuition-free plan.
The cost of room and board actually here is almost double, if not more than double, the cost of tuition. So that's another cost that you really have to factor in.
But I think it's a huge boost to potential enrollments for the State University of New York.
SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimfer was here for the speech. What still remains unclear is just how the state will foot the bill for college-free tuition. Zimfer says right now it's too early to identify a funding source.
Too early. I think that's where the executive and the legislative process steps in.
What needs to be the convincing part with the lawmakers?
I think it's an issue of return on investment. We have said that these jobs of the future are going to require a baccalaureate degree, a two-year degree, a certificate. So what we need to show people is that we can serve the workforce.
Zimfer says she'll be working every day to try and convince the state legislature to approve this plan. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.